Supposed to be 29 degrees right now at 10:33 a.m. Philippine Standard Time in here in Sibugat. Pardon me for not checking out the weather in other parts of the world. I spent one of my goals for the podcast. Been watching war porn on Reuters today. Dead bodies in the street. I wanted to read about Reuters, what they have to say about the USA. It's said the rhetoric can be dangerous when you're talking about violence all the time. It gives constituents and law enforcement the impression that violence is condoned at the highest level, said Thomas Zaitsoff, a politics professor at American University in Washington. In a primary where it is becoming increasingly difficult to break through the noise, the incentive is to say something more outrageous all the time, said David Kochel, a Republican consultant who is not aligned with any candidate. In a September speech in California, the former reality TV president, Trump, God's curses upon his name, made headlines saying, "If you rob a store, you can fully expect to be shot as you are leaving that store." Shot. Okay. A Florida store employee was charged with manslaughter after shooting dead a fleeing shoplifter who at no time threatened the employee or displayed any type of weapon, police said in a statement on Wednesday. James Densley, a criminologist and professor at Metro State University in St. Paul, Minnesota, said Trump's message is reckless. Looters and shoplifters is code for people of color. If you're having political figures endorse violence, the risk is the targets will be people of color. Okay. Criminal justice reform advocates have long fought against an expansion of the death penalty. According to the Death Penalty Information Center, a nonprofit that analyzes capital punishment, Black Americans are overrepresented among death row populations across the nation. A recent analysis from earlier this year found Black people represent about 41% of inmates, yet are 13% of the U.S. population. And Ron DeSantis, God's curses upon his name, Florida governor, wants to, he says he's a Republican. I always thought Republicans were pro-business, and I don't know what the situation right now is with Disney World. Disney World is in Orlando. And supposed to be the number one employer. Let's see. He said he would authorize deadly force against suspected human smugglers crossing the U.S.-Mexico border, leaving them stone cold dead. And he wants to fire missiles into Mexico to Knockout Drug Labs. And he has expanded the use of the death penalty. Okay. Excuse me. Sorry to be so Amerocentric. The actor's strike in Hollywood has hit 100 days. Israel's Gaza endgame. I think I read something about that. The state of Israel will fight to victory. So I was saw this movie called Judgment at Nuremberg years ago, and it was about the Nazi the Nazi judge trials, and it was notable for the first time they had concentration camp death camp movies in the movie. I want to look at Reuters headlines. Okay. Muslims are protesting across the world. U.S. Army charges Travis King with desertion. Boy, I'm going to look at that after this. I don't want to record anything by accident. I want to keep the Spotify people off my neck. Let's see, how long has this been on for? 7 minutes already. Haven't looked at Al Jazeera. The American politics is not worth the breath to talk about. Although Donald Trump had a $5,000 fine, Donald Trump, God's curses upon his name, had a $5,000 fine levied against him because this judge had said, you can't disparage my employees. And the people working in the court, Hamas has released 2 American captives in Gaza. Just a moment. Gaza's next big threat is cholera, infectious diseases, because of the lack of water. The UN says no, nothing's been let in since since October 7th. French intel says Palestinian rocket likely cause of Gaza hospital blast. Okay. Not all in China's military view Taiwan. The West is primary threat. Yeah, I think they were worried about out the people out in Western China for a while. Okay. Let's see. Let me see what I got here.